I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
I guess no one's ever asked the question. You guys don't have to answer this, but no one's ever asked anyone, if you had a time machine, would you go back in time and stop slavery, or would you stop Hitler? It's a tough choice. You do both? How so?
A one-time use time machine is crazy.
What the hell?
What do you have a one-time
The technology
use?
Doesn't
it's
even
one
exist.
It's one-time use, dude.
It's one-time
you gotta,
use.
You got to have
it. It's a throwaway. It's a throwaway.
Throwaway time machine?
Yeah, you got to find another one.
Disposable time machine.
No, there's just no way back out. You got to stay back in whatever time it is.
What am I doing?
How the fuck do you stop slavery?
I guess you have to go to the dawn of time.
Yeah, it started at like...
Yeah. Okay.
The beginning.
You can stop it in America or stop Hitler.
I don't know.
I know, it's tough. No one wants to answer a question on record. It's kind of, you know, no, you're not going to make any friends.
The worst part,
I think we know.
the worst part to answer, though, is like, say you say slavery, right? And then, but then you think about, like, well, will America exist?
Oh, God. Yes. Obviously, yes.
Is it?
Yes. Obviously, yes.
No, you're saying it like it's just, you think, come it's on, that man. Simple?
Would we exist?
We would exist.
Hey, Matt. This place, we'd have more time machines. This place, we'd have flying cars.
Guys, forget to ask this question. It's a bad question, all right?
We'd be living on Mars by now, dude.
I thought that was a great question. That was free labor. It was helping us grow, economy-wise. I'm putting the mic down.
No. I need
Nate,
you
we'll
involved.
Never know, Nate, we'll never know.
Economy-wise.
I need you involved.
We'll never know. I feel like an idiot for asking, all right?
No, that's
we'll
a good
know.
Question.
That's a great question.
We're out here just living these Hollywood nights, dude.
Dude, Hollywood nights. Polly. Bye.
Damn, no, dude, you're fucked up.
I'm fucking like, hammered. I'm absolutely hammered.
You ain't New Year's Anderson Cooper. You're New Year's Anderson Cooper, dude.
My goal was to keep it together, to have it completely under the radar.
I'm not trying to like claim good ones, but I'm New Year's fucking Don Lemon. Called it. Called it. You're New Year's Anderson Cooper. Nate's fucking just Nate. Nate, nobody's been hornier since they've gotten to LA.
It's crazy.
Not in a heterosexual horniness. Look at him. Look at the glass he's using. What
Yo,
is that?
Hold on. No. Come on.
No, we're not using those same glasses.
Nate, we got to show the truth, bro.
And the shorts, bro.
Zesty, bro.
Yeah. These are free shorts, and I love them. And I'm
like, why are you? What? What's
free? Who gave them to your sugar daddy?
It was guys, fine, gentlemen.
Guys, let's get serious. Come
guys,
on.
Let's get serious. There's so much serious stuff going on in the world today.
Seriously, man.
Nate, though, is I've never met a zestier guy. Bro.
Amber alert.
Ambi.
Oh, crap. Well, missing child. Yeah, if you see her, black shirt, black shorts, wears glasses. Fucked up.
Why are you looking around? Oh, the description was Nate. Nate's girlfriend put on Amber Alert. What was the description?
Kind of was, but it was a girl.
Glasses, zesty. Be on the lookout for a zesty guy.
18-year-old white guy.
Be on the lookout for a zesty guy in a rickshaw.
I wish just once to like finally see a guy. Like, I get those Amber Alerts all the time.
The
I
car.
Feel helpless.
They put out a fucking wide net, dude. That's probably in like Houston.
It's in like Salado, Texas. Yeah. So hopefully nothing bad happens, then we'll be on video being like, it's fucking Nate. Yeah.
it's usually a parent.
Yeah.
The Amber Alert's usually
that's a youngster for that though.
What do you mean?
They said the suspect who has the child is only 18.
Oh, never mind.
So maybe it's I don't fucking know.
It's not great.
It could be an older brother. Older brother's like, I'm getting my sister. But yeah, usually it is a parent being like, fuck.
Yeah, it's usually
shit.
A dad.
Yeah.
Or mom going without custody.
Usually dad.
Yeah.
Moms have to fuck up so bad to not get custody. It's not even funny.
It is how you end up on an Amber Alert, though.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trying to
you
do the right
crazy
thing.
Crazy bitch. I'm going to call the cops.
I'm doing it. That ride would be tight, though. You're getting iced
when
out.
When you're driving, you see the fucking description of your car on a fucking road sign. You go, woo.
You're at the aquarium. You're like, just great. Give me 10 more minutes, man. I'm just trying to take the kid to the aquarium. That is such a fucking hellhole of a situation, man.
losing your kids?
Yeah, like the state,
it's awful.
Having the state do all that
and
stuff.
And the state go, you're literally not allowed to see them?
Yeah, I
you
was
too much partying.
I was I volunteered briefly way back as like a volunteer for like assisting in like family court where like you had to like I had to like go talk to kids who were in like up for foster stuff. And there was one dude, there was a dad who I mean, he needed to do better, but the funniest part was he failed the drug test for cocaine. But he knew the exact like parts per million in your bloodstream that it was allowed to be. He goes, what are you talking about? My levels are fine. And the judge was like, no, I gave you mine, which is like, if you have any, it's over. He's like, well, that's unfair.
Well, that's not right. Cocaine's going to get in there. I know. The fuck?
He was like, I had the
fucking bump. Dude.
He goes, I took a drug test and it didn't come up. He's like, that's why I gave you mine. He was like, this is bullshit, man. This is fucking unfair.
That is kind of bullshit. Let the boy have a bump. Dude. I know. Can't even see his kid, dude. Obviously, he's going to do a bump.
Just wanted to bump.
Can you imagine not being able to see your kid? You're at the bar. Someone's like, I got some coke. You go, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, for sure.
Shit sucks.
Yeah, or.
I feel good for 10 minutes.
Although he might have been at the bar 2 years before where he had his kid and was like,
that's where it
yeah,
all started.
I'd love some
that's
fucking coke.
For sure where it started. Yeah. But at this point, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, at this point, once you get, yeah, once you're not allowed.
It's bump city.
It's bump time.
It's bump time.
But, I mean, he's supposed to be, I think he was in trouble for not making enough money to give to his kid, his chair.
That's even more bump time.
That's
dude.
Bump time.
I don't have any money and someone goes, do you want a bump? You go, yes.
That's why he doesn't have money.
I'm not going to, I know.
True. I mean, it's a chicken and the egg.
No, it's not. It's definitely the bump's fault. But once the bump's taken over, dude, you go, fuck it.
Yeah, true.
I'm down to just mean the bump.
Yeah, or just be like, yo, let's get this coke up and see you fucking get a job on a forklift. Like, let's fucking move this. Let's go.
That's nice.
Yeah, let's get the bumps
we
up.
We can go bumps the lines.
Yeah.
Get you a warehouse job. We'll be doing fucking
lines.
Yeah,
the judge just sending you, like, when bro has the bag, Schmeagle me.
Oh, there's my fucking gym shorts. I'm looking for those. Goddamn spiders wearing them.
Didn't know they were yours.
Lemaire, what was going on with that dump? Well, like, what led up to that?
I just hadn't been dumping, dude. It was a fun weekend. And
you were
I hadn't
blocked
been
up.
Dumping. I was blocked
you
up.
You dropped
yeah.
an insane one. There was the girls were there. They were screaming. People were upset.
Oh, my God.
We opened the doors. We had to open the doors of the house.
Oh. You crushed the girls?
Crushed the girls.
Crushed the babes.
Was it a giant log or like a pile?
No, that was a pile.
It was it
had
multiple.
Pile,
it had to go back.
How many flushers?
Just one flush.
That was a one flusher? Yeah. It's impressive to clear out a house in a one flusher.
I mean.
Yeah, we thought he was dead. We were joking around. We were in the pool and we were like, maybe he's dead. And then we all kind of like thought about it for a while. And we were like, somebody should check on
Dude,
him.
Did a 2-hour dump for real?
He might have Elvis'd out.
It was a long dump.
Yeah. And then we had the realization that one of us is going to Elvis out.
True.
Between the squad, I think we have a pretty high. Speaking of Elvis and out, there's
someone's dying on the shitter in that.
Reporting for duty, for Team sure. Fat. Team Fat reporting for duty.
It's gonna be tough for Pat because he's been losing weight. Still reporting for duty.
Reporting for duty, Team Fat.
Oh Dude, yeah, that's gonna be camped though. That's gonna be tough.
You
to
guys
breach.
Will camp.
You're gonna have to breach the roof. Yes.
You guys got to get the tactical position. Dude, another reporting for duty. What up, Pat?
It'd be fun. So, Pat, we're
splitting
up the
laser tag team.
Anytime someone dies, they respawn.
Fat and skinny.
Fat and skinny.
Fat and skinny.
Nice.
Dude, it's been really funny just going back through all my report cards. I was such a good little kid.
I was the number one kid.
You were a good boy.
Till seventh or eighth. Till puberty.
I think fourth.
I think I got straight A's until like seventh or eighth grade.
I turned bad in like fourth.
I remember I got a C for my last report card ever in eighth grade.
Really?
I had to call my parents.
I was getting O's.
I got a fucking C and they were like, I don't give a fuck, dude.
I was getting O's and VGs. Religion, I was O's, bro. O's.
I think when I was real young, like first and third, I was getting some. I was a bad kid.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I was a good boy, bro. I thought I was like bad when I was young. I remember getting in trouble, but I was getting like it was kind of
yeah.
Nuts.
It wasn't like bad.
Yeah, I was just getting
was just
like redirected
a lot. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But no, I also and it's funny.
It wasn't
looking,
like getting kicked out of school for being a sex pervert.
No, that was off the table. I do. It's funny seeing, like, reading the shit you
Dude,
wrote as a kid.
I keep cutting you off. I'm so sorry.
Please, please.
My dad would beat the fuck out of me.
if I got kicked out of a school for being a sex pervert.
It wasn't an option, bro.
I would get fucking, dude, I would get beat. He would beat me up. Yeah, you're
done. No, that was.
It wouldn't be like a belt or anything. It would be like a fist fight.
Yeah.
Beating.
Disrespect was a big one. If I dress code violations, he'd be like, come on, man.
Yeah.
If I was like disrespectful, I would get my ass kicked.
No offense to you, your parenting. I'm just putting myself in the shoes of them finding porn at school. I'm getting the fuck beat.
Well, that teacher shouldn't have went through my thing.
For sure.
She was always on my ass. It was a whole long thing. But
that might be that. That's a positive of having African American parents.
What?
Like, did you even have a warrant to go through his phone? My parents would have been like, "You did the right thing, sir."
Yeah, they did. My mom, neither one of them did that. They were mad at it. But
do you have a warrant? My son ain't a fucking sex pervert.
Dude, three spicy margaritas will turn you into a Vanderbilt asset. Yo,
three margaritas. Yeah, all right. Here's the topic of the day. Here's the thing we need
to focus on. Let's get down to business.
Let's talk brass tacks. We were hanging out at the pool earlier, and we watched a boy 69 with his mom.
Yo, that was for real, like, disturbing.
It was crazy. I don't want to assume any ethnicity there. What would you have guessed?
No, it was. I don't have to guess. I literally saw it. It was a Middle Eastern boy,
some type of
having sex with his mom. I was trying to pinpoint it.
That kid, you're being generous with eight. That kid was
12,
10,
not 12, not 12, not 12.
I think he might have been close to 10, dude. He was big. He was like
nine,
he was like six five.
He wasn't double digit. He was still in the Garden of Eden. He was humping his mom.
It was on her.
That was on her.
Obviously, that was nuts.
We were at the pool today, and there was I had a reference Grok. I was like, Grok, is it cool? I asked Grok. Jesus Christ. No, for real. There was a kid today at the pool. This is brass tacks.
This is brass tacks.
We were at the pool today. We were chilling. We were just recouping. We were chilling, having some fucking pina coladas out of a coconut.
By the way, virgin pina coladas.
So fucking
end good. Of the day, virgin pina coladas. We got
bamboozled
big time. They had such low alcohol content that another group of dudes came over and were like, "Yo, are you guys fucked up?" And we were like, "No." And they're like, "We aren't either. We've been chugging these pina coladas. No one is fucked up." But I'll tell you who was fucked up. That giant titted mom. And I'm not gonna, you know,
a clash of cultures.
That was a culture clash.
For real, to be fair, we're at the pool. There was a Middle Eastern lady, and she had her maybe 9-year-old son, if we're being generous, like rapidly humping her leg. And we all had to just sit there.
Positions.
He was switching positions. I think that kid invented sex.
He literally invented sex. Enough that everybody else at the pool was making eye contact going,
it was fucked up.
Bro, are you seeing this?
It was.
And then everyone would kind of look over it, and his mom was laying, I swear to God, legs spread on a fucking folding chair while the son was smashing, bro.
Humping her leg. Humping, like literally up and down. Grok was like.
Grok was like, yeah.
Middle Eastern culture. I asked Grok. I was like, Grok, what's up with this? Why is it like a thing? Like Middle Eastern cultures. With the mom, is there like a thing that I'm missing as like a, you know, European guy? And Grok was like, yeah, they're a little more like fluid in terms of like affection. But if you see something that triggers your like sensibilities, you should report it to the staff. And I was like, I'm not going to tell the lady who's bringing us margaritas that a Middle Eastern boy is humping his mom.
The whole staff was Persian. They would have been like, oh.
You're saying Middle Eastern culture is free use.
It was. That's honestly.
No, but no, I didn't want to be a cultural imperialist. I don't want to be like, hey, what I do is what you should do. But I was like, Grok, isn't it kind of universal that like if you're
don't hump your mom.
If you have a boner from your mom, isn't that universally frowned upon? And Grok was like, dude, if you see something troublesome, talk to the staff.
Grok,
and I was
Grok
like,
was like Hitler,
talk to the big titty Latina that's serving me drinks.
Well, you said it, Grok. Honey, it was Grok. Grok told me to talk to her.
No, it was for real. No, it was really like troubling my heart. I was like, this isn't right. This kid, the mom was laying. First of all, the way the mom was laying, I was like, this is crazy.
If the mom was laying without a boy humping her, that would have been.
That was enough.
That would have been crazy.
That was enough for like, how about a towel?
Dude, TBH, her pussy was out.
Lemaire. It wasn't out, but.
Y'all saw mom pussy this morning?
Yes, you were too busy. Ass up. Spiegel memes are nice.
That would be nice to get, like, because you do have, like, deadbeat fathers and just being like, yo, put them on amphetamines, bro. Get these guys cranked up. Get a broom in their hands. Get them on the fucking construction site sweeping cranked up. Yeah. Get them methed out. Go the opposite route.
Hitler did it and almost worked.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he methed the boys up and said, we love Czechoslovakia. Czechoslovakia is ours, dude.
That would be, just like meth these guys up and get them in some grind set mentality. Because, you know, maybe they're going the complete different, you know, wrong direction with it.
If you're in an office not doing meth, what are you doing?
It's a fair point. That's crazy. You got to be stimmed up. Offices.
I've stimmed up and gone to work, and it was the best day of my life.
It's awesome.
I was walking fast around.
Yeah.
I was being mad, walking fast everywhere. Going, you know what? I like working at this garage. I can work here the rest of my life.
Yeah, it's hard to podcast knowing laser tags on the back end.
What are you thinking about? We're gonna be taking breaks, hit the tag, come back and report. Yeah. I'm thinking, what were you thinking about teams? I'm thinking fats versus thins.
That's not bad.
Fats versus thins is gonna be nice. You're close to thins. There's some true fats.
Do we have enough fats?
We have enough fat. Is I think Onks we have coming? Enough fats, yes.
I think we'll have more than enough fats.
It might be too many, but the fats are going to be camping. You're going to have to breach that room. We're not leaving. Although we could gas ourselves out. One of the fats spider could hit another blazer tag for clear the room.
Just friendly fire.
We might send Spider in as a little suicide bomb.
No.
You guys are going to shoot him a lot, but he's getting a fart.
I see him preloaded on the Cheetos.
He's got the Cheetos.
We're just going to fucking go in all the lock bar.
Yeah. Hit a nice
did
fart
you eat a burrito
there.
Before you came?
No.
Oh, thank God.
What did you eat? I'm sure it was fucking catastrophic.
Empty
belly with Cheetos. That's a good recipe.
Could be empty belly.
Dude, he gassed out my house the other day.
Did he really?
Oh no.
He took a shit in the far room.
And it's
I was like, fucking the sewage is fucked again. I just had plumbers here.
Get the fuck out of here.
It was so bad that I was like, and it really fucked the whole house up.
Is that when
it was an impressive dump.
Was that when we thought he died? That night?
No, that was this is the second dump he's taken recently.
Worse than when my dog diarrheaed in your house?
Yes.
Whoa!
That was clearly dog shit.
Out of water, too.
I mean, who knows what he did in there?
I've been seeing, because it reminded me of that, because they used, a lot of the Dems use, like, weirdo on a lot of the Repubs. Like,
yeah, they're hitting weird.
I get a lot of, like, parenting stuff, and now there's people going viral, and they all do it. There's, like, they all see one thing and then they start copying it. But there's a bunch of like parenting experts being like, don't make your kid weird. You know what I'm talking about. And everyone's like, yeah, and it's just like a weird, like, what are you talking about? And what?
He's going to be weird.
Yeah.
If you're a parent watching TikToks about not making him weird.
That's what I'm saying.
You got a weird kid.
I think.
And my kid, who's been sitting on a couch watching me play a Dynasty with Toledo. He's going to beat the fuck out of your kids.
He's
going to
chill.
He's been watching Grind the Film, dude.
Yeah, but it's like there's something inside of all of us that go, tall guys get paid the most.
Yeah, that's why they got George Washington.
Yeah.
He couldn't. He didn't even speak. And they were like, dude, you're president.
Yeah, man.
He didn't talk at the fucking First Continental Congress.
No, he's just tall as hell.
They were just like, dude, you got to be. He did wear his military uniform, so everyone's like.
Yeah, that's kind of boss.
Everyone else is dressed like Quaker Oats guy.
Oh.
Kind of gay. High socks and shit.
He rolled up.
He rolled up.
What's up, man?
Full military.
What had he just been involved in before that?
He was in the French Indian War.
French Indian. I thought it was some French stuff.
And then he was trying to become a British officer. And he just kept getting passed up because he was an American.
What?
And he like slowly started.
Oh, he was like an OG American?
Yeah. And he slowly started to resent them, going like, damn, dude.
Who are that? Why can we never hear about
discriminating?
Why you never hear about his parents? You never hear about George Washington's daddy or mommy.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know Martha.
I think I think he was the heir to Mount Vernon.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
I never heard about his parents, man. So they must have been British.
Yeah.
And then he was one of the. Yeah, he's like the original American. He's the ultimate patriot.
I think he was born in Virginia.
What?
Augustine Washington.
Yeah, because I know his family.
Wait, his dad might have been born in Virginia.
What?
Damn. His dad got. Wow. His dad was born in 1694 in Virginia.
Whoa.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Washington rules.
Because I feel like that's getting close to the point where they just, like, in the very beginning, they just threw a bunch of criminals here.
Yeah.
We're like, yo, fucking figure it out. So his daddy was either the governor
or I'm
the
not
son
sure.
of a governor.
He might have been the son of a governor.
Son of a governor. Because it would be, like, one governor. You would come here in, like, the 1600s, and you'd be the governor, and your whole town would be shitty criminals.
Yeah, it'd be a bunch of wooden pikes. Like, you had the one house, and everyone was in mud, dying. Yeah, we need more fucking poor guys from England.
Yeah, really. They sent them prostitutes for wives.
No, he was just a planter and merchant.
Oh, man.
Sounds like a woman.
That's my wife. My wife found out. Oh.
Oh, great. Hey. Hey. All right.
Oh. All right. Uh-oh. Here we go. Hey. We're podcasting, man.
We'll be right there.
We're in a good place right now, dude. Come on. Dude, we're podcasting for real.
You motherfucker.
What?
It's like when the Raptors found out how to open the doors. It was just a funny joke.
Hang tight. Hang tight. You can play a game. Wait till we cast. You can blaze. All right, later. Love you. Love you, babe. Love you so much. She's just off her period right now. It's going to be so sick tonight. Dude, this cracked me up the other day. We were at home, and she was washing Maya and Chloe's hair. She was washing Chloe's hair, or maybe Maya's. Chloe wanted to watch TV, and she was like, I want to watch Gabby's Dollhouse, and she clapped with every word, and I was like, dude, you see that to Brittany? And Brittany's like, yeah, she's black. And Chloe looked at Brittany and went, I'm not black. You're black. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. Just for a two-year-old to be like, you're fucking black. I'm not black. Fuck off. Just so mad. She doesn't know what it means.
My sister's kids have struggled with this. My sister's kids have been like, when's she going to turn black? to the white kid. And they're like, it's going to be a while.
Yeah, true.
How come she's not black yet?
Paul sent me up. He's all mad. He's claiming there is a company that is selling medicine for peanut allergies. Guess what the medicine is? Peanuts. Huh. He said it's 100%. Huh. They're 100% selling peanuts.
So it's like a vaccine.
Kind of, yeah.
That's how vaccines, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Give them a small dose of peanuts?
Yeah. Give them peanuts breath.
All right.
He was fired up. He texted me. He goes, can you fucking believe this shit? And it's like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah, I could definitely see them doing it. But yeah, that was really the kind of solution to the whole peanut allergy. It was like, let them eat peanuts. Give them peanuts.
Yes.
So
were you worried about that with your children?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't have a peanut allergy, so I was like, they'll be fine. And I gave it to them super early where I was just like.
See what happens.
Yeah. We'll see what's good. So that shit is annoying, dude. Like, trying to pack lunches for them, you can't have any peanut products. It's like.
Yeah.
Because then it's like tree nuts or just coconut. And it's like to the point where like, bro, like. They gotta do this.
Yeah, that sucks.
You gotta eat this shit. But if my kid had a peanut allergy, I would give them like a prophylactic tongue cover, like a dental dam.
A dental dam.
Like a dental dam, but for peanuts.
Yeah, for peanuts.
For peanuts. Yeah.
Of course.
You know, it's like that would be the safest.
That's the only thing you can do.
I would do a mask and a dental dam.
Yeah.
On my toddler. And I would just kind of grease their whole body so that, like, they would, you know, that way if they slipped, it would fall. They'd be totally safe. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fully.
I'm saying if someone tried to abduct your kid, if you had them covered in baby oil.
Because if they see that, if they see that dental dam, they're going to go, they're ready. And then you lube them up. You go, good luck catching them.
Yeah, they make a bar of soap, pop them right out of their hands.
Watch out. That might get them going, too.
You weren't good. Because I got suspended in high school.
Like crazy to belt me in high school, dude. I was like 6'3", 270.
Yeah, say, by then, by then, you're too big. By then, like, especially, like, you know, me and my three brothers could have ganged up and tried to fucking do some damn.
I started beating Phil's ass.
Did you?
Junior and senior year. He would have won in a fist fight, but wrestling, I could tackle him and hold him down.
I thought I could. I stepped up to my dad freshman year, and he like picked me up.
Freshman
and
year, freshman sophomore year, he was still hitting me. Yeah, I told you, I got slapped in the face for drinking. He's like, "Did you drink?" No. What the fuck, Dad? Took my shirt off. I was like, "I'll fucking fight you right now, you fucking pussy." And I'd run back upstairs and cry. Cry to my mom, then I'd run back downstairs and go, "I'll fucking beat your fucking ass." You're a fucking drunk. I'm not a drunk.
Just having like four fruit punch and vodkas. Yeah.
For real, I was wearing a white Michael Vick jersey. It's covered in fruit punch, and I kept coming down the steps. Like, "Oh, you fucking piece of shit." He was drunk enough that he was talking shit back. He was like, "Yeah, right, pussy. I'll fuck you up." He's like, "As a dad, you got to be like, shut up." I think he actually tried to shut up like five times.
So what do I have to do?
Oh, I'm good. Oh, I guess I am on the skinny team. Holy shit. I thought I was fucked.
It's literally just Gardini, Matt, and O'Connor. There's no one else.
We're outnumbered.
You and me are competing, truthfully.
We gotta have a BMI. It's gotta be a BMI cutoff. This is you guys are legion right now.
Literally on the drive over, I was like, "I'm close. Like, I'm on the cutoff. There's some units on the squad."
All linemen. This is great.
Yeah, good unit. It's gonna be a tough squad, dude. Have you thought about your name?
Yeah, I was gonna do.
Can't think of a cool name.
I was gonna do TS Cool Shooter.
That's awesome. TS Cool Shooter is awesome.
We gotta see. You gotta get past their filter. They don't. Like
Doctor Hits. Doctor
Hits. Someone's gotta be General Fat.
Oh, that's great.
Hey, Spider. They're spiders.
General Fat Spider.
I was thinking of cool names last night. I was like, cool, what can I slide tough, through? Dude. Yeah, last game I was busting.
Dr. Mr. Hits. Dr. Hits.
Dr. That's Hits great. Is nice.
Chairman Powell.
Chairman Powell is pretty good.
Not bad. I stepped to my dad one time. I think freshman year. I was like, "What, dude? What are you really gonna do?" And he just like stared at me for several seconds. It was like, "Get the fuck out of my face and go upstairs." And I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Thank fucking God."
Yeah.
I was so I was like swaying on my feet, drunk, and he was probably just Tidy Whites, just being like, "Bro, now, especially knowing how fucking angry they were, like, dude, they were fucking dying. Six kids. Just working.
And one of them taking his shirt off, being like, "You piece of shit, I'll beat your ass." I know. Just going, "Dude, go to bed."
Just doing hard.
I was shed. I was full shed.
Dude, hard physical labor.
The body cam video, the guy at the hospital, or the guy at the hotel. We didn't watch that?
No.
Oh, you would have loved it. Chris O'Connor showed me. It's just this extremely drunk guy at a hotel. And the cops just keep being like, "Shed, go to bed." His name's Shad, S-H-A-D.
Shad is crazy.
And he's like, no, I'm not going to bed, you motherfuckers. And like, "Shad, come on, dude, just go to bed." He's like, "No, I'm not doing it." It's an hour of
you
this
put
guy.
On when you left, you put on cops.
I'm big body cam footage, dude, right now.
You left for a good video. The guy probably was beating his girlfriend. They were both kind of like coked up and drunk. And he was sitting outside. And they were just like, "Dude, all you gotta do is leave."
He's I'm
like,
not leaving.
"Fucking out of here!" And he would take his sneaker and be like, "Fuck!" And just throw it on the ground.
Yeah.
And then finally, he starts to walk away, and then one cop is like, kind of knowing, like, "Dude, we can't send this. This guy's a loose cannon." They're like, "Come on, man." He's like, "I thought you said I could leave." And they're like, "No, you're under arrest." He's like, "Fine." Then he just goes to the car and just goes bang and slams his head. He goes, "Why'd you guys make me do
that?"
They
love doing that.
Yeah, that's a sick move.
There's my favorite one I just watched recently. It was a domestic dispute.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked like it was clearly the lady. The guy was all fucked up and she was fine. And
cops are good at sniffing that out, by the way.
She had a couple before that with different guys. But they go inside, they interview everybody, and then they come back outside. She's the one who was like, get him right now. She like walked up to the cops.
I feel like that's a rule of thumb. The first person you see in a domestic dispute was the beater.
Yes.
I swear to God, every time.
They spin her around to put the cuffs on. The back of her shirt's a giant logo of a Twisted Tea, and it says, "It's a bad day to be a Twisted Tea." It's so nice. Getting arrested in the bad day to be a Twisted.
I mean, you know how many people across the country caught the Twisted Fury from their wives and girlfriends? Just to hit
full
you and call the cops.
Metal, dude. Full Twisted Metal.